History is full of women inventors who've been ignored. That's the premise of a new book called Mothers of Invention, From the Bra to the Bomb, by Ethelie Ann Vair and Greg Potacek. In researching the book, the authors learned that women have played an important role in many scientific discoveries that men have been credited for. Women have also been the brains behind such everyday items as the Melita coffee filter, disposable diapers, brown paper bags, and the ice cream cone. Until now, much of Vair and Potacek's work as writers has been about sports or entertainers. I asked them how this book came about.
Greg and I were editing Rock magazine at the time, and we had assigned out a story about Michael Nesmith, the Monkees' reunion, and Nesmith's upcoming television show back then called Elephant Parts. And one of the things that turned up in the story as we were reading it was that Nesmith had no need to rejoin the Monkees because he didn't need the money, because he had inherited $25 million upon the death of his mother from her royalties of her invention of liquid paper. That was Betty Nesmith Graham. And I sat there saying, gee, you don't think of women as inventing much of anything. And Greg said, yeah, you know, there's almost a book in that. And the writer of the piece, Vicky Jo Radofsky, said, you could call it The Mothers of Invention. And that was it. The book was born.
How did you find out about all these women?
Well, actually, it was a task a lot more difficult than we originally thought. Originally, we thought we could access books that were on women inventors and then take it from there. But we found out in the initial round of research there weren't any books on women inventors. And in fact, those books that had inventors in them, almost to the one, did not include any women. So fortunately, computer technology aided us a lot in our research. We were able to scan the Library of Congress, and we also had a team of researchers working in New York, in London, even one in Germany for a while. So it was a multi-pronged effort.
Were you stunned when you checked out the Inventors Hall of Fame?
Well, it seemed a little annoying that, and in fact, we have double-checked to make sure that no women have been inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame in the 2 years since we did the research for this book. And even in the 85 and 86 inductions, there are still no women included in the Inventors Hall of Fame. And it just seems like some of the inventions by women are every bit as earth-shaking as some of those that have qualified for induction in the Hall of Fame, but all the Hall of Famers are male.
Well, what about your own Hall of Fame? Which women would you put in it?
My two particular favorite inventor/discoverers are Dr. Lisa Meitner, who first coined the term and identified the concept of nuclear fission, who did publish before Enrico Fermi, and did it while she was fleeing the Nazis. She was a German-Jewish scientist working at the beginning of World War II and pretty much did her calculations while in the hold of a boat on the way to Denmark in safety. And one of my other favorite ladies invented the bra in 1911, who was a free-spirited debutante named Polly Jacob, who later changed her name to Caress Crosby, who found corsets much too confining for an evening's dance. And so she took some silk handkerchiefs and thread and instructed her maid on how to sew them together to give her a much less confining upper body support system, and then did patent the bra. So actually the bra and the bomb ladies are two of my favorite ladies.
She changed her name to Caress Crosby?
Well, she married into Crosby, and Caress was her own idea. Yes, she was very much a bohemian of her day. She rode naked down the Champs-Élysées on a baby elephant.
How about you, Greg?
This is a case of a woman seizing an opportunity and just going with it. It was Nicole Barbe Clicquot. She, in effect, revolutionized winemaking by inventing the process of clarifying sparkling wines. When the monk Dom Perignon invented champagne, the first sparkling wine, he could never figure out how to get the sediment out without losing the effervescence. And so it was always sort of a novelty wine. And when Nicole Barbe Clicquot came onto the scene, she was a young widow of only 3 years, and her husband had left her a vineyard in the Champagne district of France. This is around the Napoleonic Wars. And she just figured that there must be a better way to make sparkling wine, and that, in fact, this could open up a whole new market for the French wine industry. And so she invented the current method of making champagne, which is still in use today, And also in the process, just for fun, she invented pink champagne.
Now, which inventor heads the list in the big surprise category? Hedy Lamarr surprised me.
And the odd thing is we still have not been able to get Miss Lamarr to admit that she invented or co-invented this secret communication system, which was ready for use, but not, so far as we've been able to discover, actually used in the Second World War. She is listed on the patent under her given name as the co-inventor of the secret communication system. And yet in her own autobiography and in any interview that she's ever done, she has never cop to the fact that she was involved in this invention. But her name is right there on the patent, and how many Hedwig Keisler Markies could there have been living in Los Angeles in 1942? So it has to be she.
The dark side of all this is that there were women scientists who invented things and told the world about it, and nobody believed them. And there were women who invented things and then saw companies steal their ideas. And then there were women who invented things only to see their male professors claim the credit. When you finished all your research about all of them, were you mad?
We tried not to get into a state of high dudgeon. It was... In fact, there have been some people in reading Mothers of Invention and talking about it who felt that it should be a more feminist political book, that there should be more anger in Mothers of Invention about what these women had to endure throughout history. There are little facts strewn about, like that it was illegal for a woman to have more than a grade school education up until the 1860s, that a woman had no legal right to her own property until the 1850s, that the women couldn't vote until the 1920s. The facts are in there, but we tried not to approach it with a sledgehammer, but rather show the positive side of these remarkable women and the obstacles that they overcame.
If you look at women's history books, you realize there are always people who uncover information like this. They write about it, and they expect it to be part of the public consciousness. But it disappears, and 100 years later, somebody writes about it all over again as if it were for the first time. Do you wonder what makes something stick?
Well, I think history is not only in the eyes of the retailer, but it's very much a self-fulfilling prophecy. There's such a consciousness that women don't invent that any time an exception to that rule is brought up, it just sort of conveniently slips between the cracks because it goes contrary to the accepted public consciousness. I don't think there's a cosmic conspiracy involving this. I think it's just the way people think.
In our introduction of our book, we have a quote from C.D. Tuska, Mr. C.D. Tuska, who was at that point when he wrote his book, the director of RCA Patent Operations. And his attitude towards women inventors was something to the effect that, well, I'm not going to write about any women inventors because I'm sure there aren't any. Their main function is just having women inventors. In other words, having children. And that is the best invention that they can possibly hope for. So even within the last 30 to 40 years, I think, the public's consciousness about women and what they can do has changed remarkably, so that now it can be accepted that there is such a thing as women inventors, and that the women inventors that we've always known about, the very few, for instance, Marie Curie, are not an anomaly.
Would you like to invent something?
I would love to invent something. I'm a jerry rigger. I'm always finding a better way to do something with spit and baling wire and odd pieces of string, but I've never patented anything.
I had a conversation yesterday with a cashier in a checkout line, and she was complaining how it was very difficult to read the number on my credit card. She needed it to put on the back of the check. And so we just briefly started discussing it. She said, well, wouldn't it be a good idea if there were voice-activated credit cards and you would just touch it and the number would be read back to you? So, I mean, I think all of us, even cashiers in checkout lines or even authors of books on women inventors, have ideas for inventions. It's just a matter of pursuing them. And the women in our book pursued them against all sorts of odds that we don't encounter today.
Greg Potacek and Ethel Ann Vare are the authors of Mothers of Invention, From the Bra to the Bomb, published by Morrow. This is Fresh Air.